Former central bank governor Zdeněk Tuma will be the top 09 party's candidate for mayor of Prague in elections in October. Czech and Austrian police are to investigate possible corruption in a Ministry of Defense tender and four Czech documentary films from the Children of Stalinism cycle will be shown at the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival. The head of the Top 09 party, Karel Schwarzenberg, has confirmed speculation that a former governor of the Czech National Bank, Zdeněk Tuma, will be their top candidate on the Prague ballot in local elections to take place in October. Mr. Schwarzenberg said on Wednesday that while it had not been easy to convince Mr. Tuma to run for the post, he had eventually agreed to become the party's candidate for Prague mayor. Zdeněk Tuma headed the Czech National Bank for more than 10 years before resigning in June. Before that, he served as an advisor to the Minister of Industry and Trade and as the Executive Director of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. A team of Czech and Austrian police officers will investigate possible corruption linked to the purchase of armored cars from an Austrian firm by the Czech Ministry of Defense, the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported. The Czech Supreme State Attorney Renata Vesecká confirmed that a joint investigation would be discussed between members of the two countries' police forces on Thursday. In February, Mladá Fronta Dnes published transcriptions of video recordings featuring two former executives from the company Steyr, who said they had set aside 2-3% of the contract as kickbacks for the two strongest Czech political parties. The purchase of 107 Pandora armored personnel carriers was one of the biggest acquisitions in the history of the Czech army. Four films that are part of the Czech documentary series Children of Stalinism are scheduled to make their U.S. premiere on July 27th at the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival. The series, which is made up of seven parts, captures audiovisual testimonies of 37 children of Czech political prisoners jailed in the 1950s. The documentary cycle was shot by students of the Prague Film School FAMU under the supervision of renowned documentary director Helena Češkíková and was co-produced by Czech Television and Sun Films. It won the European Commission's Golden Star 2008 award. And now for a look at the weather. Across the Czech Republic, record temperatures have been observed in the recent days, and the hot weather is likely to continue until the end of the month. The Prague-based meteorology service Meteopress forecasts that the country will see temperatures of over 30 degrees Celsius every day in July and possibly until mid-August. My name is Sarah Barivka, and this brings us to the end of the news.